Masechta Shishorim, Perek Yud Aleph. The Prote Midas HaNikiyus. So now we've explained what Nikiyus is. Nikiyus is basically separating yourself completely from any connection to something Aser, right? Being totally free of a desire for it, and totally free of what's it called, of any connection to it, even the most subtle areas of that Iser. Agav, every Iser has many, many levels to it, but each level is part of that Iser itself, and the people who are on that level to deal with the subtleties, for them, that's that Iser. Right, that's called the Nekudas HaBechira. It means the following. The explainer, so you'll appreciate more what's going on over here. Mrs. Sean doesn't speak about this, but I think it's a good preface to really appreciate what we're going to be learning over here, the subtleties of Isurim. When the Torah said, for instance, Lo Signo, in the Aseres HaDibros, so Lo Signo means don't kidnap. That is the most extreme kind of stealing. Stealing another person and selling him. What's it called? To a slave market or whatever. That is lo signov. For that you're liable to a death penalty. But when the Torah said lo signov, it included every level of stealing till that. Now that's the ultimate. But everything else was included in that. To the lowest level of stealing, where maybe it means waking somebody up, slamming the door and waking them up and still in their sleep. It's a shaila whether there is such a thing as stealing sleep or not, but the world knows about Genevas Shena, right? Gzela Shena. So let's use that as an example, even though there may not be any such thing. Waking somebody up may not be an issue of Gzela, because you're not stealing anything substantial, right? Something actual. It may be that you're not allowed to harm, what's it called, to hurt people and to cause them pain or whatever. It's a different issue. But let's assume, like the world says, it's gzela. You stole my sleep. Okay. So it includes everything from kidnapping till that and everything in between. Now, how a person is judged depends on his level. For some people, they understand stealing because of their background, because of their education. They understand stealing means going and pickpocketing somebody. So for them, and they understand that's prohibited. They have never made it a habit not to pickpocket, but they haven't made it a habit to be a pickpocket. So when they see somebody's wallet sticking out of their back pocket, and they have this opportunity to steal it, and it looks like a fat wallet, so they have a milchama of the Yetzer Hara against the Yetzer HaTov. The Yetzer Hara says take it, the guy will never know. The Yetzer HaTov says it's stealing. And a person who controls himself and doesn't steal then is fulfilling the mitzvah of not stealing, and or not transgressing, not stealing in a positive way. And the person who steals is over the issue of stealing. Somebody who knows that pickpocketing is something that he would never think of doing because of his education and background, he's been, conditioned, never even to think about pickpocketing. So he sees somebody's wallet sticking out of his pocket, he's not going to even think about doing it. So for him, that's not really the place where his nesoyin in stealing is, by pickpocketing. On the other hand, that person, what's it called, may have his nesoyin by cheating on his income tax or his arnona or whatever, which may be stealing, and he knows that, what's it called, that it's wrong. He hasn't conditioned himself not to do it or yes to do it. That's where his Yetzer Hara is. So if he cheats on his income tax, then he's guilty of stealing, and if he doesn't, he gets rewarded for not. But if he doesn't pickpocket, he's not going to get rewarded greatly for not pickpocketing, since he's in the habit. He may get rewarded for getting into the habit of not doing it. That's a separate thing. But at that moment, he's not going to be judged that he controlled himself and didn't pickpocket, whereas the other guy will be. Like the other guy, on the other hand, has become accustomed to cheating on his income tax. He doesn't think about it. He doesn't realize there's anything wrong with it. So he's not going to be judged harshly for doing it, but he may be judged harshly for not learning about it or whatever. It's a separate thing. So everybody has their area of that prohibition that applies to them because of their specific situation. Hold on to the question. Let's get the idea and then let's take questions. So everybody has their nekudas habechira, their place where their point of free choice is. The Michta Meliyahu compares it to a war. In a war, you have what you've conquered. The war's not on that area. That's your land. Then there's the area that the enemy's conquered. The war's not there either. The war is in no man's land between. That's where the war is going on. There's areas that you've conquered for the Yetzer HaTov. There's areas the Yetzer Hara has conquered by you. And for everybody, they're different areas. And then there's the area where it isn't conquered for the good or for the bad. That's where you have your free choice. That's where your main free choice is and where your main reward and punishment is. That's the... So therefore, when we're talking, let's say, about stealing, which he's going to speak about, it's not that the issue of stealing is going and, you know, robbing somebody's house or stealing their wallet, but these are more subtle kinds of things. They're not real stealing, but they're just, you know, something like stealing. No, this is real stealing, except it's the subtler areas of that same prohibition which a person has to free himself of if he wants to really be pure and clean of these averes. And the same thing goes for every other aver. Okay, so now with that hakdama, we'll start. Yes?
So if a mother, like, goes into her son's stash, right, and has the intention of returning the money, but takes it without asking, is that stealing?
100%.
100%? Well.
Yeah, even borrowing something from somebody without their permission is called stealing. Surely taking something, somebody's money, even if you intend to take it back, stealing with the intention of paying back is also. Yeah.
Little kids under bar bas mitzvah, so the money is really the parents.
Yes and no. Fun? Yes and no. It's not 100% like that. If the children are, it's not 100% that the child's possessions belong to their parents, just like this. That they have no personal ownership. Not so simple. Not necessarily the case. Okay. Prote midas anikios rabin heimaot. The details of what it means to be clean of any chet is very... many, many aspects to it. Because every sin has many, many, right, infinite amount of degrees. And Nikias in every of the 365 lavim, and it mostly applies to negative things, because we'll see that Chasidus applies to the positive things. But in the negative things, right? Right? All the details of all the 365 lavim are included in Nikias, and there are infinite amounts of degrees in every one of these lavim. So multiply that by 365, and you got a lot of things to be concerned about when it comes to Nikias. Ki omnam inyan hamida kvar marti shehiyu liyusnaki mikol anfei averos. I already explained to you that Nikias means to be totally clean and free of all of the branches of any specific sin. Okay. Even though in all averus the Yetzer Hara tries to catch people, okay, but there's some that the Yetzer Hara pretty much leaves you alone, right? They're not things that you're constantly involved with or really have a great taiva for, like eating blood. Right, you don't get up every morning and say, "Ooh, I wish I could eat some blood today," or whatever, and you had to, unless you're Dracula or whatever. But the and the Yetzer Hara is pulling you, and the Yetzer HaTov is pulling you, and your whole day, you know, you're going back and forth between getting that nice cup of blood or whatever. It's not something that normal people are really thinking about. And there are other avodas like that also, like sacrificing your children to Molech, except maybe sometimes during the day when you get those feelings that maybe there's other averas that really are not really the kind of things that people are bothered by. However, there are some averas that people are bothered by a lot. Okay? Ubahen maralo yosereterin. Those things, the Yetzirah knows he's got you, because you are concerned and interested in these things. And there he gives you the chance to think that maybe what you're doing is not so usher anyway. So why not do it? Therefore, if we're talking about cleaning yourself from all of the subtleties of chet, there are certain averas that are more important to concentrate on than others. Because some of them, the chlal, don't bother you, and some of them bother you a lot. And the ones that bother you a lot, that's the place where there's more chance not to be naki from that avera. The chen omru chazal, gezel v'arayis nafshe shalotem mechamdosim mesavlohen. Two examples of sins where people, most people, I guess, are, this speaks to them. In other words, the avera bothers them and they have a desire for it, is stealing and sexual things. V'hine anachnu roim shafo pi shalo ro b'nei odem ganovim begoluhen. Even though what Chazal mean is not that most people are ganovim. Right? Most people are thieves. That's not true. Most people, if you give them the opportunity to steal right out something that belongs to somebody else, they would never do it. But they would like to have something that's not theirs for free, as long as it's not really stealing. And that, most people were interested in. Right? They don't look at something that's not theirs, right, 100%, as not being not theirs 100%. And then that, this is where things could be stealing, but you have all these heterim, right? Well, I plan to pay it back, and really, I brought this kid into the world, so, you know, if he has any money, it's only because of me, because otherwise you couldn't have anything. So there's a lot of heterim that you could have for doing things that on the surface may look okay, but really not okay. Okay. The hainu, she shal chuyad mamish b'momon chavareim l'kachash v'losum b'kleihem, right? Most people are not ganovim to the point where they're going to go and take somebody, something, somebody else's, and steal it away from them and put it in their pocket. Afal pikein, rubam toamim tam geneva mason matonim, the mashiyoru heter liatsuam, the stakir ish, the hefsego shochadero, the yomru larviach shani. But most people, right, do have a taste of geneva, the subtleties of geneva, in their business dealings with other people. Where they say, you know, business is business. And making a profit is different than stealing. I'm not stealing anything from the person. Right? I'm just taking advantage of my business acumen to get the better of the other guy. But in certain cases, that's what's it called. That's what's awesome. For ulam lavim harbe nemru begezel. That's why the Torah had to specifically specify many different prohibitions when it comes to gezel. Lo sashok, lo sigzol, lo signavu, lo sechachashu, lo sechachashu ish b'miso, lo sonu ish eshachim, lo sasi gvura yecho. Hein kol eila chiluke dinim shebegezel kol in maisim rabin min ha-maisim anasim b'chlal ha-masim amat medini. Why? Because without being specific, people would say, well, that's not stealing. Stealing is you go in the guy's house and you steal his things. But to cheat somebody by fooling him, where in the end he's doing it willingly. He could check up, right? I told him this book is a rare book and I charge him $500 for it, when you can go to any Sfarim store and get it for $5. Right? So I didn't steal money. He could put my hand in his pocket and steal the $495. He gave it to me willingly. And all I did was, you know, fool him and really steal from him. If he wanted to look into it, he could have gone and asked the Sfarim store how much the book is worth. So basically he fooled himself. So I'm not really stealing from him. I'm just using my slyness to get the upper hand in, you know, dog-eat-dog world. So people can fool themselves. And the Torah came along and said, no, lo sonu. You're not allowed to cheat somebody. We're telling you exactly what the prohibition is, so you can't be morahetim. So now we have another specific case, and another one. Well, I didn't steal from the guy, I just didn't pay his wages. Right? The Maaseh, did I take something from him? No. Right, so he worked for me. So what? He should have been proud to work for me or whatever, you know. Not everybody has a schus to work for me. Right? So that's enough pay as it is, right? He can go around saying that he worked for me. So I have to pay him too. So people can fool themselves into thinking that I didn't take anything from the guy. right? And Shtia just didn't pay him. So Torah came along and said, no, you're not allowed to lo solid. You can't even hold the wages and pay him late. So similarly with all these other things. Uvekulam isurim rabin. Because if the Torah just would have said in general, don't steal, people would have found a million reasons why certain things that are stealing are not stealing. So the Torah specified and delineated, no, this is also called stealing, and this is also called stealing. And now, there's still place to be more heter within those things because of the subtleties of what it is. But it's less of a chance, right, then if the Torah just said in general, don't steal. Elakosha sof sof yagie lo v'yigram also kvarhu bichlal ha'isr. Anything that will lead to stealing or cause stealing, right, is what's it called, is part of the isr of stealing. It's not just the action of stealing itself. V'alze omru chazal v'yesh yisrael lo timei. When it says a person didn't defile his friend's wife, it includes not just adultery, but it includes taking somebody's parnasa, and what's it called, and taking away somebody's parnasa, taking away his parnasa by going in competition with him in a way that's also or something like that. Ukvar hoya Rabbi Yehuda osur lechenvoni shlo yichalik kloyos ve'gozum litinokos. Rabbi Yehuda held that unfair competition, right? If you have two storekeepers, and one of them gives out prizes to the kids that come to his store, and that way the kids like to go to the store because they get free candy or whatever. So he's pulling the business from the other guy in an unfair way, right? I mean, every supermarket does that, right? They get you in because they give you sales and free items or whatever. We'll see in 1 second. It's mutter to do that, okay? Right, kedei la'argil shi'olitzlo, v'lo hitiru chachomim, and the chachomim argue on him, and they say, no, that is permissible. Why? Everybody can do it. I'm not doing something that you can't do. You want to give candy to the kids too, so it's not unfair competition. That's called competition. It's fair. I can do it, you can do it. I can offer, you know, 1+1 sale, you can offer a 1+1 sale. You can undercut me, I can undercut you in ways that are mutter, the ways that are also do that. Right, but that's not called unfair competition according to the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda held that's called unfair competition. I can't do something that will pull you into my store in a way that's not really anything to do with my store. We don't pass them like that, but there is even a shita like that, right? And the only reason we don't pass them like that is because I can do it too. It's fair because I can react the same way that you did. Okay. So therefore, what's it called? You see the subtleties of what stealing is. Am I stealing anything from you? I'm bringing it to my store, right? That you should buy from my store, not from the other guy's store. I have to go bring you and tell you to go to the other guy's store. So what am I? I'm not stealing anything from him. I'm just conducting my business in a way that I'm being competitive. And yet, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is called stealing. I'm stealing your customers in an unfair way. That's called stealing. So stealing is not just what appears to be on the surface stealing. It is much called much more subtle. Okay, next week, Mr. Hashem, we'll go into more of the details of this.